from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Francis Salesiar. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from three donors. The first is an anonymous donor from California for the conversion of sinners and for the intentions of his family. The second is Doris Valverde from Parksville, British Columbia, in support of the Daily TV Mass. The third is offered in loving memory of Linda and Neville McKinnon for God's grace and strength for all families that have recently lost loved ones and for the souls in purgatory. May their souls rest in peace. Our sincere thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we continue to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, the light of the world, we are called to remind ourselves and listen to the light that has come to us. There are moments in our lives where we fail to accept the light of Christ. So we ask God's pardon and mercy. You are sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call the sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, blessedness of the just, listen kindly to the prayers of those who call on you, that they who thirst for what you generously promise may always have their fill of your plenty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to advance and gain adherence. Then, after completing their mission, Barnabas and Saul returned to Jerusalem and brought with them John, whose other name was Mark. Now in the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a member of the court of Herod the ruler, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had John also to assist them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God be gracious and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. O God, Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. O God, let all the nations praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. O God, let all the nations praise you. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Although Jesus had performed so many signs in the presence of the people, they did not believe in him. Then Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. I do not judge anyone who hears my words and does not keep them, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my word has a judge. On the last day, the word that I have spoken will serve as judge. For I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I speak, therefore, I speak just as the Father has told me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Most of us could have submitted our tax return by now, or might be in the process of submitting one. A man received a final notice from CRA that his tax payment was overdue and that he could face legal action unless it was immediately forthcoming. He hurried to the CRA office with his payment in hand and said, "I would have paid sooner, but I never received your first notice." The clerk replied, "We ran out of first notices. Besides, we discovered that the final notice is much more effective." Jesus' words here are God's final notice. It's a call to believe in him for salvation before the coming of the last day. Let us not ignore the notice. It is never wise to ignore final notices. That is true of bill collectors, but it is especially true of the Word of God. The reading that we heard talks about the final notice to the Jews who had not believed in Jesus. When we take a closer look, there's nothing Jesus has not spoken already. But his words serve as a review of some key truths he has emphasized up to this point. Jesus spoke these words at a very important time and in a very public setting. It was only a few days before the Passover, and Jewish people from around Judea and Galilee had made their way to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast. This would be the last time Jesus would speak to the public, and the next five chapters of John are spoken privately to his own disciples. So this is Jesus' final notice. We all should pay attention, not only the people of that time. It is addressed to each of us. So what is the final notice about? Here he speaks with the clarity and authority about his mission, his message, and the way to eternal life. First, he reveals the intimate connection between himself and the Father. He declares that to believe in him is to believe in the divine purpose and the authority vested in him by the Father. To put our faith in Jesus is to put our faith in God the Father, from whom Jesus comes. Secondly, he offers himself as the light of the world that dispels the darkness of sin and despair, offering hope and salvation to all who choose to believe in him. More than ever in the history of the church, the people of our time live in spiritual darkness and ignorance. We are in need of light. We are in need of liberation. The fallen world is a very dark place, and apart from Jesus, we do not know God the Father, and we do not know how to live in a way that pleases God. Where else other than Scripture can we find these days the comforting message, the light that has come to dispel the darkness? It is only by allowing the light of Christ to touch us that we can have the fullness of life. Thirdly, Jesus emphasizes the importance of obedience to his teachings. True faith is not merely an intellectual assent to his words, but a transformative surrender of our lives to his will. Jesus tells us that his Father's commands, which he also observes, mean eternal life. Everything that Jesus did was carrying out his Father's will. Jesus was obedient to the will of God to the extent of giving his very life. We are called to follow the same path. And through this Easter season, we are reminded when Jesus listened and was obedient to the will of God, the tomb was not an end, it was a beginning. The cross could not hold him. The tomb could not hold him. If only we could realize that to follow Jesus is not curtailing our freedom or ourselves, but it is the only way to the true freedom that God has designed for us. Finally, the world was already in a state deserving of condemnation. The world needed a savior. Jesus came to save and not to condemn. He says, I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. At the same time, He warns of the consequences of rejecting him. The moment we reject the word of God, Jesus does not condemn us, but we condemn by our own action, by our own choices that we make every day of our life. Those who persist in unbelief will face judgment on the last day, as their rejection of the light condemns them to eternal darkness. God is ever-loving, merciful, but we could put ourselves in the darkness by our choices. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us heed his call to faith, obedience, and loyalty. Let us embrace the light of the world, walking in the way of truth and experiencing the fullness of life that comes through him alone. Let us strive to live as faithful disciples, proclaiming the message of salvation to a world lost in darkness. For the light of the world has come to us. Let us go into the world to proclaim the light, to become the light. Let us bring forth our prayers and petitions. We pray for ourselves that we may adhere to the invitation of the gospel, and may we listen to the gospel's invitation to follow and to listen to the word of God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Going to pray for our family members and friends, particularly those who are caught up in the worldly ways and who continue to choose the darkness through their bad choices, that they may continue to experience the conversion. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This Easter season, we offer our community prayer in thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us, so that we might live in peace and glorify him by our life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us take a moment of silence to bring to God our own individual needs. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we bring before you all these prayers, knowing and trusting you always listen to us through Christ who came to us as light of the world. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, dear brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, forever and good of all his holy church. O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly right and just,
our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to love you yet more gloriously. When Christ our Passover has been sacrificed, through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising, the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with the paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice once more, giving thanks. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also, brothers and sisters, who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former waste to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.